Sound Guy. JoseW.
The Too Grown to Pretend podcast is hosted by Chipo Chikaranyoni and Regina Chari. We love each other, our differences, and Jesus, but we have opinions about everything.
We're praying about that.
Grab a beverage and a snack and join us as we share with you today what we're too grown to pretend about.
But not to come home on time.
Guys. Yeah.
No. So answer this question. You can hit record.
Okay.
This question. Veldfire question for you. What percentage of your friendship group would you say has been unfaithful in their marriage?
In their marriage or ever?
Ever. No, in their marriage.
Okay.
Percentage?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have so many friends.
Now he's suddenly a loner.
I didn't ask, like, what number. I said what percentage. If you have two friends and yeah. both of them have been unfaithful, then
that's
that would be 100%.
Oh, I don't know. Regina suddenly can do math. When it comes to adultery, Regina's like, that's 33.378910.
No,
12.
Maybe I can say probably 10. 10 or 15, yeah.
Percent?
Yeah.
Oh, I was saying 10 people. I was like, no. Dear God.
10 or 15, yeah.
Percent?
Yeah.
Are unfaithful.
That have you been.
Or have been.
Have been,
yeah.
That you know of.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this is the thing. The people in our friendship group that have been unfaithful, wow, it has slapped us around when we found out. Like, it was not something that we knew in process. It was like, whew, we learned about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. The secrets we keep from our closest.
Mm.
So, yeah.
So I think I would be interested. I'm probably shifting gears and taking us off on a tangent here. But I think the conversation of adultery, I don't know if it needs to be talked about more or explored or unpacked more. But it's weird how... Is it exhibited or lived out here in her? You know, like
it's a unique thing here.
Yeah, the small house culture is just so meh. It's what happens, and I'm like, but is that okay?
Like, where there are like literally neighborhoods of small houses,
or you hear,
and not because they're tiny buildings,
but yeah, I've been in situations where. Siblings have met at school.
Yes. With the same father.
With the same, and I'm just.
In the same class.
Well, it hasn't been same class for me, but it was but like, and I'm like, this is so bizarre. But it's, people just roll with it.
Do you think it started recently or
I only have 16 years of experience here.
Back then, people had a way they handle it. That's different from how we are handling it.
I don't know.
I think, for me, how I would answer that question is that I think long ago, there was a level of shame. Like because essentially I think small housing, if you create a small house situation, you're being unfaithful. I believe it is adultery. It is adultery. But I think back in the day, right, there was some shame. Oh my gosh, I don't want anyone to know. But the fact that we've given this cute name, this cutesy name over the last 20 plus years, whatever, means somewhere along the line, it's become acceptable. Like it's like people.
Well, it's become definitely a part of the cultural context.
But have you ever noticed, like, from the generation, probably of my father, almost 70% of those men in that generation.
There's always one of them sangu.
They have a side kid. So we can say these days it's worse because it started like way back.
I don't know if it's worse. I think it's more accepted.
Yeah, it's more out it in worse. The open. Which yeah. more exactly
isn't that better? At least you know that he's with someone, not to get the shock of your life when he dies.
No, I don't know that it's better.
Are you with someone? Because then, what does that mean for who you said I do to?
Yeah,
what does that mean? I think there's, and I'm not saying this is okay, but I think there's a difference between having one room sango, like you know. One of my friends, oh my gosh, he called, he said, how did he describe it? He said, my dad had other open accounts.
Oh. Oh.
Anyway, but I think it's different.
And was this when he was, like, did he, was he talking about this as in, like, current? Or, like, he's now an adult and he's looking back and saying, I know this information.
I don't know. I'm trying to remember the context. I just thought it was funny. But yeah. My point is, like, I think it's, I don't know that it's okay. And I'm not here to judge or whatever. But I'm just saying, I feel like there's a difference between, you were in a relationship and this is the thing. I guess this is the difference between men and women, right? You were in a relationship before. You knocked up somebody, there's a child roaming around. Then, however many years later, you met this person, said I do to them, and started a family, right?
Yeah,
and
so you had a child before you married.
A child before you married. I think there's a difference between that and you've opened this account, and then you are opening other accounts whilst this account is it.
Well, and you would assume if you had a child before you met and married someone, they would know about your child.
You would tell them. But that's also something that doesn't happen.
But most of the time, some of these kids are like the same age or probably younger.
That's the problem.
Yeah,
and that has become acceptable. And that's what I mean, I'm not okay. I don't know. I don't.
So
it's
tell
just
me
fair.
If I get this, because again, this is, I mean, I'm 16 years into this Zim life, but I still find myself getting lost in the small houseness of it all. So there are some situations in which we're married and there is another woman that I'm paying rent for, or I bought her a house and I bought her a car and I've had children with her now and I'm paying school fees and my wife knows about this person and she is my small house. That is more like an open marriage where the wife says, I understand this. I'm choosing to stay. But then there are other situations, which I think people still call small house, where the wife does not know. She thinks her husband is at work, but he spends the morning having breakfast with his other woman and children and driving them to school. And the wife doesn't know about it. And then maybe at his funeral, this other woman comes staking claim to the estate with her children, maybe even saying, I have more children or I have more males and I should then inherit the majority of the estate, to the point that there has had to be like legislative change about estate law. So are those both the same in terms of small houses, like the wife knows and the wife doesn't know?
My thinking and understanding is this. A small house, it's something that a wife doesn't know.
Okay.
It's more of a casual thing. When a wife starts to know.
It's casual even when children are involved.
Yeah, as long as she doesn't know. When she starts, in the Shona culture, our understanding, if a man wants to have marry a second wife, he goes to his wife and asks her, I want to marry a second wife.
Sure.
And that,
Is that a small house?
No, that becomes,
My nini,
which is like sort of like polygamy.
Sure.
So a small house, a wife doesn't know. It's more of a casual thing. But polygamy is when your wife knows about the thing.
But what if the wife knows about it but isn't empowered to leave? Like she doesn't have access to finance, or like the extended family isn't supportive of her leaving and taking the children or something. Like what if she knows that there is this other woman and children and she doesn't want to be in a polygamous marriage, but she can't leave. What is that? It's like, she's not choosing.
She's stuck.
Yeah.
But it's still a polygamous situation. Yeah. I think at the point, to use your words, Kudat, my thinking and my understanding from what you've said, I think if the wife knows, even if he has not said anything, I think if she knows, it is a small house situation, but it's like she's resigned herself to being like polygamous. Mm. Even though if it hasn't been, because I understood small housing to be, I don't know why
just unmarried.
I don't know why you're using the word casual, because for casual.
Casual is something that's not serious.
Well, I think once children are involved, it can't be casual.
I think.
No, yeah, when children
when
are
When he produces
involved.
Other children, it's not casual. So I think, if it's just sex, and I don't want to say
that's
just
an affair.
Sex.
That's like, not a small house.
That's not, like, whatever. But, and I'm not trying to dismiss the act of sex outside of marriage as, like, small. But I think it's adultery. Like, yeah. It's not casual. It's adultery. Yeah, like, you are married and it's...
That's the truth.
Well, and... But, and that is the thing is, I don't think that it can be casual once children are involved. And I think that, like, and I, especially that I do think generationally, the attitudes around small houses or infidelity have changed. Mm. And so I think that maybe even what we're hearing right here is a generational difference where, like, in your generation, it is so common for married men to have other women and other children, like maybe even multiple families around town.
Yeah. As long as you have the money to support them.
That it feels casual. Like these are this is my wife and children. And then there's these other babies that like I pay school fees for. And sometimes when I go to see their mother, I see them.
No.
And sorry.
Which is like, it's a problem with fatherhood.
Can I just jump in on that?
Please.
So like right there, when you said just the whole, this is the wife and then there are these other open accounts. So you were talking about the wife that doesn't feel empowered to leave. I've heard of some women who know but refuse to. And her stance is...
Refuse to leave.
It's not even about being empowered.
Sure.
She probably has her high-powered job and she's making money. But I think some of those... I think the women... The recurring theme I've heard about some of these women who refuse to budge, who refuse to move, some of them apparently have said, I am the wife that your people know. So you can run around and do, but like, and especially if she's a
like, I'm not going to give the other woman like the benefit of,
and I don't know.
Legitimacy. Maybe?
Or maybe I don't know. I think for her, I don't know if I can agree with that or disagree with that, but I think for her it's just I am the woman your people know, and sometimes. And in the stories, in the number of stories I've heard, she is probably the most respectable of all of these little things. So it's like,
because the small houses are usually younger.
I'm the one that makes you look like a man.
Yeah.
I am the one. Like, so go do your thing, but understand that like, without like, I'm like, I give you the, like, I make you respectable, but I dare you to bring your little trick to
but
you. So I hear that, but it's like, but that sounds like anger and mistrust and like
it is
I'm staying for what? Like I'm staying just for the picture or I'm staying for our children
or maybe there I'm is some staying, benefit I don't know, like, which is why like I said I can't disagree or agree. There might be some, or it might be a power play, be like,
well, that's what I'm saying, like I can see. Oh, goodness. I'm going to really expose myself here. I can definitely see a situation, if this ever happened to me, where I would stay solely for vengeance.
Like,
like if I leave, I'm making this too easy on you. Like, I want you to come home every night wondering if it's safe to eat that dinner.
Yes.
So what I wanted to say before is that.
Yeah.
If there are kids, any kids involved, it ceases to be casual.
So you do agree with that?
Yeah, it's easy to be casual. And also on the point that Chibo, you were saying, I had this one thing.
Your friend.
Like, no, not my friend.
When I usually, like 10 to 15%.
So, usually, the wife, like the main wife, is like the ruling party in Africa.
The main wife.
The main wife.
He
no, there
the
can
main
only
main
be one wife.
Wife.
Well, like the wife.
Yes.
Thanks. Is the ruling party. Like, you know, in Africa, there is no, like, what do you call this freedom?
Like, Yasha says the Minister of Home Affairs.
No. Like, ZANPF is what? What do you call it?
The ruling party.
The ruling party. And ANC, what do we call it again?
The ruling party.
The ruling party. You find out that...
The what?
The ruling
ANC.
Party.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
It's a
African
ruling
National
party in South Africa.
Oh, Regina.
So what you find out, what's common in Africa is that the ruling parties have been there since those countries got independence. Not to say they were not like opposition parties coming through. They all come through and
I
go.
I knew you when you was nothing.
But the ruling party is the year to stay.
I knew you when you was nothing.
So most of the times, if you ask those men, if what they're doing is right. They'll tell you what I'm doing is not right.
So they know it's
they
not right.
They know it's not right. And it's not like they don't love their wives. They do love their wives.
So then what? So then what?
Explain the love.
I'm yet to find
explain
out
why.
Explain
the love.
But if you ask them genuinely.
We do not want to insinuate that Kuda is speaking
from experience.
Or that he is the spokesperson for unfaithful men. We want to be clear about this.
Yeah.
He is just giving us his context.
Yeah, but the ruling party is always there to stay. Yeah.
I think that's what we...
And yet, sometimes they leave.
That would be the wife's choice. But if you ask the husband, it's not always the husband's choice.
So they want other people... And maybe even other families, but they don't want their main person to leave.
I think not really families. Families are usually by accident, to be honest with you.
Okay. Now, I would just like a public service announcement that you always, 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 always can prevent pregnancy.
Guys.
If you are an unfaithful man, if you have small houses, please do the world a favor. Get a vasectomy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I don't even want to talk about condoms.
Get a vasectomy and use a condom. That's
please for disease. Yeah. But I don't even want, you know, I don't want someone tampering with a condom for birth control and pregnancy on purpose. Get a vasectomy and use a condom.
Because you know what happens most of the times on how they start these families? It's because the side chick is now feeling used. And she now wants it closer to
them. Oh, sir.
So that's how they...
I agree. Yeah. But here's the thing.
Not to say he doesn't love his wife. He was doing a casual thing, but he got caught up.
Cece, when you walked into this thing, you knew he had a... He had... So what did you think you were walking into? This is...
She may or may not have known.
Don't be scorned, though.
Usually these days they know.
If it's a long term, Regina, if it's a long term, you knew.
Yeah.
We've been in this situation. Like, if it's long-term, you knew. So don't get scorned, Cece, because you walked into a marriage. It takes two to tango.
For sure.
It's not him to blame only. He's not having the affair by himself.
Yeah.
And it's not hers. You both walked into this.
Yes. I think when both parties are fully aware of the situation, I agree with you. I also think there is never a time when a woman can get pregnant on purpose because of her emotional gaps. Because the man is always in control of pregnancy.
No.
100%. 100%. Now, men do not want, they want, this is the thing.
Yeah.
Men, oh Lord, this, I don't know that this can ever go to air. Men.
Yeah.
You may want to be lazy. Mm. And to put the responsibility of birth control on a woman.
Yeah.
But if you are having an affair and you don't want to produce children, you can prevent that 100% of the time.
Yes,
no matter don't have sex.
No matter how scorned she feels.
Yeah, 100%. If I am bitter and I want to trap you into pregnancy, like right now I might be looking at you, Kuda, and I might say, I'm going to trap this man. You are 100% in control of whether or not you impregnate me.
To a
you can either not have sex
with
me.
What do
you
mean?
You can wear a condom. You can have a vasectomy.
You
there
can just
so
not
choices.
Sleep.
Yeah, exactly. We can just not have sex.
Or just sleep with your wife.
Yeah.
Go back to the person you bought cows for.
The man is 100% in control of pregnancy
every time.
That's
an interesting perspective.
I think.
But it is a false narrative. That women, it's like, she got pregnant on purpose because she just wanted a ring or she just wanted legitimacy. Get out of here. How is a woman, unless she somehow removed your sperm from your body and implanted it in herself without your knowledge.
I've read stories like this.
This 10 and 15% that Kuda plays with
tells a lot of stories.
Nah, I usually go and hang at a pub. So at a pub, there's a lot of stories. Yeah. So people do what they did. A girl and a boy, right? Yeah, it was.
They picked flowers.
It was an unprotected act. Then what did they do? What did the guy do? He goes to the farmers and buys a morning after pill for the chick.
Sure.
What did the chick decide to do? She decided not to drink the pill.
But so he can't you call that?
But she had unprotected sex. There's your problem, my guy.
Exactly.
It was not a planned thing. It just happened.
No, but was it? Have you seen that? Here's the thing.
you.
I could not go down this path with you.
If it's planned, you.
No.
No, sir.
No. Here's the thing. You're right. Thank you. Actually, I don't even know why I'm getting worked up.
I don't have energy for this conversation.
No. No. It was, you even started. Do you know when you put yourself on the back foot? They had unprotected sex. You lost it right there.
It was not planned.
No. You're putting yourself in a situation with someone you have feelings for. Even if it's just physical feelings. Even if it's not emotional. The fact that you're like, whoo, just have them. Have the condoms there, my dear. Just have them.
Sir, I'm telling you, the easiest way to resolve this, you don't even have to think about a condom if you don't want, unless you're worried about diseases, which you should always be worried about. Have a vasectomy. Easy.
And vasectomies are so easy, and they're reversible. So when you decide you want to have kids.
You can always reverse it.
Yeah. Like, this is the thing. Have a vasectomy at 18 years old. And then when you're 23 and you have a stable job and a wife, reverse.
Okay. I've never viewed from that perspective.
Yes, because...
Baby trapping is not a thing.
Because men want to put the responsibility of birth control on women. And then you want to complain that you have sex with a woman that you don't want a relationship with or a long-term relationship with, and somehow she now has a baby and has trapped you by your own actions.
No, but it goes both ways. Even a woman, if she doesn't want to get pregnant, she can always take measures not to prevent that.
Yes. And
so it goes both ways.
But this is the thing that you're saying, the woman wants to get pregnant.
Here's the thing. I think... If at the core of yourself, you don't even have to answer on air, Mr. Sumbi. At the very core of yourself, I think you know. If you are sitting alone in the dark, just sitting there in bed.
Why in the dark?
Because that's where the best thing is.
Exactly. It does. That, no, it
in
does.
The dark or on the toilet. And you just,
no, because
like,
now people just play Wordle on the toilet.
But here's the thing. If you think long and hard, you know full well. Men be trying to put the blame of their lack of self-control on everything else but themselves.
Okay, different question.
Yeah,
avoid
so
it.
Do you think in Zimbabwe we should just, I don't think, polygamy is already legal, right?
I think culturally, because I forget.
I think legally you're not allowed to have two wives, but you can culturally have.
Yeah.
Like cultural marriages.
I think legally you are allowed. There's a different chapter, I think, wedding chapter.
And it may be.
In that whole Marriage Act story.
Because I'm not a Zimbabwean citizen, Nyasha was not allowed to be married to someone else when he married me. Like, we had to go to the registrar's office or something and get a letter to take to the American embassy to prove that he didn't have a wife. On the books, per se. Maybe if it's two Zimbabwean citizens being married, then you can have...
That would be something to Google.
It would be something interesting. Yeah. But what is your question about this? Or that was just the question?
Yeah, that was just...
That it's legal?
I think probably, since people can't handle themselves, probably just legalize.
People can't handle
people
themselves.
Can't. Yeah. But there is, Kuda, the point that we cannot ignore is that the three of us sitting in this room are people of faith. So there is a higher law for us. Like, there may be, the law of the land may be that you can have 17 wives if you want.
Yeah.
Or 17 husbands. However, that is not the law that governs us. Like, we follow a higher law that tells us we have to, like, love and honor one another. And you cannot honor someone when you are over there making babies with someone else. You can't even honor your children when you are saying, like, I love you and I have X number of hours to invest in parenting and now I'm going to divide it amongst 75 children. I mean, you only have so many minutes to be a mother or so many minutes to be a father. And I think that it is really hard when you start to say, oh, I love my children, and yet I'm going to pop in on Tuesday to see these kids and Wednesday to see those kids, and I'll pick these kids up from school on Friday. Well, are you parenting?
I think that situation was not intentional, like I said before. He got in there not by choice.
He who?
He whoever was doing that, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if you have sex with someone... as long as you know how babies are produced and you're having sex with someone, you have to assume, unless you're actively preventing reproduction, that you are participating in it.
Yeah, I think it's a it's sort of like reluctancy in men, like you said.
Or laziness.
Yeah, or laziness, per se.
But it's hard work having babies, and it's hard work parenting. And, like, I know as a mother, like, I look at my two girls and I think, well, let's say I did have an affair and I fell in love with some guy, you know, fell in love, in quotes. And, you know, he lived in another neighborhood and all of a sudden I got pregnant and I left him with a baby. Like, how do I manage that? Like, do I divide it up by the calendar? Do I say, oh, Ruth and Vivi get Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and this other baby gets like Monday, Wednesday, Sunday? Like,
I'm interested to know. I mean, you're talking about the high law and stuff like that. I'm interested. When did things shift biblically? You know what I mean? Because these people...
Well, because there was a ton of polygamy in the Bible.
Yeah. Like,
and I think they all lived together. It wasn't like... it was like, oh, you lived in this town and she lived in that town. It was like, we all live in one commune.
Yeah. So that's what I'm curious, because there are people that will reference biblical examples of polygamy to justify and rationalize their existing act of polygamy.
Yeah, I don't know. That would be an interesting podcast interview with some pastors.
Pastors like maybe who believe
both.
Both.
Like, that I'd like to have our pastors and then maybe some polygamous pastors.
Yeah.
Because I have some questions about that for real.
Me too.
But I do think, like, Jesus did have a conversation, you know, because there were these hotbed conversations that get to, like, where people like to launch the Bible at someone. There are those conversations about Jesus talking to someone. This is where you start to realize my theology, but where, like, he did say, like, you have permission to divorce, like, on the grounds of adultery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think there had to have been a line in the sand at
some point.
Like, is polygamy adultery, or was he talking about something else? I mean, at that point, he was saying you have the right to divorce.
Yeah, but in the New Testament, I'm trying to remember. I haven't seen
any polygamy.
Because I'm thinking about the woman at the well, right? Where he's like,
yes, where he acknowledged none of these men.
Girl, none of y'all, none of them says, no one put a ring on it.
So, yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's, yeah. It's because now we live in an age where polyamory. I met a throuple. Yes.
Oh, did you?
It was very bizarre for me. Like, these three people in a relationship.
Is this a new meeting? Like, you just met them recently?
Oh, no. This was, like, years ago. And I was like, huh.
Three people in a thing?
Yeah. And it's a throuple. Auntie, there's a couple. Regina and Nyasha are a couple. Three people. If they added someone to the mix, it would be
now
a throuple.
Now that's weird. Small love is better.
But then there's like, but then, you know, like, there's polyamory, there's all, so I'm just, and then there's a question, and it's been asked, one of my friends have had this conversation over and over at different points, where it's like, is monogamy a legit expectation for humans? And I
don't. Well, if you are married to me, it is a legit expectation.
Yeah, for me too. I'm like, oops. Okay.
Let me just tell you.
So anyway, this is a big, long discussion, but it's just, it's interesting. It's interesting.
Okay. Veiled fire question.
Oh, yeah. Give it to us.
Because this topic is not ending anytime soon. Yeah. I think this one is for Regina.
Oh, you always try to entrap me.
When I saw these, I just thought of you. So you are stuck in an elevator with Snoop. What are you going to ask him?
Oh, I get, like, one question I get to ask him the whole time we're stuck.
No,
I think
one
let's
question.
Ask him one question, Regina. Question, otherwise, we'll be here till tomorrow.
Okay, so I'll have to give you two, because I will say that I did have an experience in person with Snoop where I did ask him a question. It was not a good question. And I would not ask him that same question again. But if I got stuck in an elevator today with Snoop, what would I ask him? Oh my gosh, there's just so much. I think my first question would be, do you run your own Instagram account? Because it is my favorite place on the internet. And I would want to know if he chooses those videos that bring me such delight.
I'm convinced he does.
I'm so convinced.
Because he's probably smoking a blunt on the YouTube, finding those, or on TikTok.
Hope he runs his own Instagram, because it brings me so much joy.
Chipo.
Yeah.
What's one thing that you hate about church?
What's the one thing I hate about church?
Yeah.
Why didn't I get that question?
What's the one thing?
One thing that annoys you when you get to church.
Oh, do you know what annoys me? One thing I hate about church, not to say there's only one thing. one of the things I hate about church is... it's happened several times over the years. And now I, like... But there were times where they'd announce ladies' meetings.
Oh, no.
So when they announced ladies' meetings... the number of times that I can remember, it was always like someone in the eldership or someone who's leading, emceeing the service. And usually it's a man. And maybe that's why it's so stuck in my mind, because it's not to say that only men made the announcement, but there's always this announcement, oh, ladies meeting on Saturday and blah, blah, blah. The topic will be blah, 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 blah. And then childcare will be available. I'm like, huh. Where are the fathers of these children?
Exactly.
Why am I having to find? Why are these mothers having to find childcare? Because I can guarantee you 85% of those children, 90% of those children got a present daddy. Why must you announce childcare will be available? Because when you announce men's meetings,
there is no childcare.
Nobody ever says childcare will be available. I hate that about church.
I hate it.
I hate it.
On that note, it's a bye.